Welcome to Wealth Strategies to Value. I am your host, Troy Shorts, and I am here today to discuss financial literacy. The purpose of our podcast is to really inform and educate so that our clients can have a better, safer, more enjoyable retirement. We live in the richest country in the world, and we have the least amount of financial literacy in the world. And the stock market, advisors say the stock market has averaged 10% per year for the last 30 years on average. Well, if that is the case, why are so many people broke, right? It doesn't make sense, does it? Well, if you think about it, mainstream financial advice is not designed for you to become wealthy. Mainstream financial advice leaves out some very important points that I want to bring to your attention today on this podcast. Mainstream financial advice focuses on accumulation theory. They want you to deposit your money, put your money into the plan. They focus on rate of return. How much return can we get? If it's not that high over here, we can move your money, put it over here. Every 6 to 8 years, the stock market decides it wants to take a dump and lose 30 or 40% of your portfolio. And then at retirement, they turn you over to the Internal Revenue Service and they take another 30 or 40% of the money. This is why people are not being successful long-term in retirement. We have 329 million people in this country. That's a lot of people. And statistics say that only 10% of them are wealthy. So 90% of the 329 million people are broke. That's not a good statistic, is it? What we do is we focus on strategies versus products. Most financial advisors are product driven because they're commission oriented. Whichever product pays the highest commission is the product that they share with their client. So I'm going to use an analogy of golf club versus the golf swing, right? Because the club is the product. You see, the swing is the strategy. So if we're going to play golf, which would you rather have? Would you rather have Phil Mickelson's clubs or would you rather have Phil Mickelson's swing? Which one do you think is going to be more efficient? I bet you could have the worst club to fill and he would still beat you because he's got the best swing. Well, this is exactly the way our money works. We are strategists and we focus on efficiency. And this is what makes us help our clients a little easier and better. There's two people I want to talk about today that I think are pretty important people. The first one is the president. At this particular time is Joe Biden. And, you know, he has access to all resources. He has access to the smartest advisors. He's got the tools. He's got the resources anytime, anywhere, any place, because he's a president, right? But if you think about the last 3 to 5 presidents with all those resources, all those advisors, has any of them been able to fix the economy? Absolutely not. Does anyone know who the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank is? His name is Jerome Powell. Would you agree with me if I said Jerome Powell is also just as important as the president? Because as the Federal Reserve chairman, he determines interest rates. He is in control of all the banks. He's in control of printing every single dollar. And you know, the dollars that are being printed are unbelievable. So he's pulling the trigger. He's pulling the levers that really affect our economy and affect our well-being. All right. So same with Jerome Powell. He's got the best advisors. He's got the best tools, the best resources. Has he been able to fix the economy? No. So if your advisor is telling you that he knows something about what interest rates are going to be, if he's or she is telling you she knows what the stock market's going to do, what Bitcoin's going to do, what the housing market's going to do, they're lying because they don't know. But one thing that I do know is we have strategies built in to our practice where we show our clients how whatever they do in Washington or Wall Street will never, ever, ever affect our clients where you will be in a position where you will never lose money again for the rest of your life. Now, wouldn't that be some great information for you and your family to understand before the next economic catastrophe occurs? Or would you rather wait till after the next economic catastrophe occurs? So today I wanted to talk about what we call some weapons of mass financial destruction. These are things that have been going on for years and years and years, and it's causing our people to lose wealth, and they don't even understand that these dollars are slipping, literally slipping through their fingers unknowingly and unnecessarily. I'm going to play the role. Remember the Wizard of Oz? I'm going to play Toto today. Remember what Toto did? Toto ran behind the curtain, grabbed the curtain, opened the curtain, and there was this little midget guy, right? Everybody thought the Wizard of Oz was this magical, mystical human being or whatever. And it come to find out it was kind of fake. It was like the curtain got pulled away and we saw the real truth. So I'm going to share with you some very sophisticated calculators, and you're going to see very fast exactly what I mean. So if you see this calculator, this is an example of a 401k. And this is an example of somebody putting the money in for 20 years. There's $150,000 in the account. You're contributing $15,000 a year. Your tax bracket is 25%. And the company match is $4,000 a year. And over here, this is all in fees, right? 2%, which I would think is a pretty conservative number, which is pretty normal for most 401k plans. So the old saying is, you know, you stuff it in there, you let it grow, right? So what happens is you can see here all the way down at the bottom, your account value in 20 years has grown to $872,667.42. So what do you think about that number right there? Do you think it's going to be enough? All right. Now, if you look over here, this shows what you were able to save over 20 years out of your pocket. $450,000, not bad. Company match was $80,000, right? Not bad, right? This number here represents, this 75 represents what you saved, right? This is the reason why we do the plan. This says tax savings column. So if you see here, $15,000 goes in, 25% is deferred. That equals $3,750 over 20 years. That is $75,000. This is the reason you did the 401k, because there was a quote unquote tax savings, right? This is what the benefit is to you. So what we did was we plugged in some averages, rates of return over 20 years. So these weren't necessarily random. These were like real returns that we just kind of plugged in over a 20 year period. So we ended up with 6.52 average return. Okay. So not bad. Now over here, you see, these are the fees column. All right. You can see every year, 2% of the account balance, there's a fee. Right. So this equals $196,282.31. All right. So the question here is, who really wins? And this is what I want to talk about. See, who wins? So over here, what you see is a tax bracket, 25% tax bracket. Now, this says there's an IOU to the IRS of $218,166. Now, for those of you who say to me that you hate debt and you want to pay off your house, you want to pay off your mortgage, you know, at the same time, when you're funding a 401k or an IRA or any deferred accounts, you're building debt inside the plan and you don't even understand it because it's tax debt. You owe that money. So if you saved or deferred or postponed $75,000 worth of taxes while you were working to end up having to pay $218,000 at distribution, was it worth it? Does that even make sense? You're paying more than double what you saved, but it's supposed to be a good plan, right? Well, there's carrying costs to every financial decision that you make. So when you take the $872,000 account balance and you subtract the $218,000 of taxes, well, we also have to subtract the fees. See, that was an additional $196,282. So when you add $218,000 plus the $196,000, that's $414,449.16 of your carrying costs. All right. Now, your account balance is $872. This is the number that you see when you get your statement. But what I'm telling you is you can't spend it. You can only spend the net. Now, after taxes, after fees, what this says here is 47.49% of your account value is gone. It doesn't belong to you. It is evaporated. You cannot spend it. Now, if I told you way back here 20 years prior, when you very first started putting the money in there, and I had a conversation with you and I said, hey, you put in $15,000, the company's going to match you four. You're in a 25% tax bracket. You got 2% fees. And I'm going to guarantee you at the end of this 20 years, you're going to lose 47.49% of your account. Sign here. Would you do it? Would you do it? Well, what I'm telling you is that you're doing it. And you're losing money unnecessarily. You're losing money unknowingly because everybody at work's doing it, right? The company's giving me a match. That's free money. Well, is it free money? Is it free money if I got to pay a tax on it? It'd be free money if they paid the tax on the back end. Then it'd be free money, right? Now, watch this. 6.52% return is your pre-tax rate of return. 2.79 is your post-tax rate of return. So again, let's have that conversation. You start your 401k, you put in $15,000, the company matches you four, you're in a 25% tax bracket, you're 2% fees, you got $150 in the account. And over 20 years, I'm going to guarantee you a rate of return of 2.79%. Would you do it? Would you do it? Yes or no? You're doing it. You are doing it. Now, this does not include the fact that if you have a certain amount of money in your 401k and you start taking out distributions at retirement, those distributions can trigger a Social Security tax. That's not even included in this calculator. So what you thought to be true about money turns out not to be true about money. So if you understand this, when would you want to make a change? When would you like to take control of the amount of taxes that you will be responsible for paying? Should you do it now or should you wait? Wait till later. Wait till taxes are higher in the future. Well, this gets a little worse because this is the 25% tax bracket. So when you retire, you don't want to necessarily be in a lower tax bracket because that's what your accountant says. Oh, you'll be in a lower tax. Well, that means you're failing. If you're in a lower tax bracket, you're making less money, right? We want you to make more money. So if you're in a 33% tax bracket and this happens, now your taxes balloon to $287,000, right? Your effective rate of return after tax is only 1.97. 55% of your account value is gone due to fees and taxes. So now this is the guy that's in a 40%, right? Look at his tax bill. It's $349,000 is what he owes. That's debt. Effective after-tax return, post-tax return, 1.15. When you add inflation to that, you are going backwards. You're going backwards, all right? 62.49% of your account value has been lost to fees and taxes. If you knew this in the beginning, would you do it? Just yes or no? Does it even make sense? Well, here at Shorts and Associates, we're going to show you strategies on how you can reposition these dollars to get as much of your wealth off the radar screen of the Internal Revenue Service as humanly, legally possible. This is how we help our clients achieve a safer, easier, and a much, much more enjoyable retirement. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a pleasure sharing some amazing information with you. Stay tuned to our next podcast and enjoy. Thank you. Bye-bye.